Imagine how that father felt when he realized the Titanic is going to sink and now his son was going to die because he didn't insist on his son getting in the lifeboat. Dads, when it comes to our children, we need to make sure we are helping our children get into the lifeboat of Jesus Christ. There are times our child may not want to go to church, but church is where they find the lifeboat. Oh, that we might have more fathers like the one who cried out, "My son is only 13, and got him in the lifeboat. In many ways, the Titanic holds spiritual analogies to our everyday lives, like that one elderly woman who was being encouraged to get into the lifeboat, and as they tried to encourage her, what did she do? She threw a tantrum. And so some people do the same today. So many today make a fuss when you try to convey to them that their ship is sinking, their soul is in danger. But just as the people did not force her to get into the lifeboat, neither does God force us. It is only for those who will humble themselves. It is for whosoever will. We have to be willing to come to Him and not only call on Him, but follow Him. Because if He is not good enough for you to follow, then you do not believe in Him. And this is where many people are deceived who say they believe in Jesus. Why is it many just will not come to Him? It's because, like the people in the Titanic, they do not understand the grave consequences of their sin. As their spiritual ship is sinking, they too are talking about the everyday cares of life. They are joking and jesting their way through life without knowing that they are on a direct collision course with disaster. Like many in the Titanic, many today are unable to take serious the possibility of their being wrong and how to get to heaven. Therefore, for some, their Titanic will be their religion because they absolutely refuse to believe that they might just be completely wrong. They refuse to believe that the way they believe and how to get to heaven is wrong. Therefore, their Titanic will be their religion. Then there are others. Instead, when we bring up the topic, they often look at us with an incredulous attitude of, "Do you really believe that stuff?" As we say yes and proclaim that their ship is sinking. Like many on the Titanic, they too are calm. They have no sense of urgency or fear or panic because they fail to see the imminent danger their soul is in. They live their life as if their ship is unsinkable. They fail to see that as they let day by day go by, that their chances are slowly sinking away like the Titanic of their ever having their soul saved. You see, like the men who were up in that crow's nest who tried to warn the bridge about the iceberg, so God today has heavenly crow's nest in people's lives. Sometimes it's an evangelist. Sometimes it's the 700 Club. Sometimes it's someone like Billy Graham as they declare to you, you need to be saved. Sometimes it was a friend who got saved. Other times that crow's nest was when God saved a family member to try and tell others in the family, you need to be born again. And sometimes it's been a preacher behind the pulpit. And for some of you, it may be the word that is being preached today. I am, so to speak, in the crow's nest. Please heed the warning. For if you wait too long, like the vortex or undertow that's created when a ship is sinking, so your ways may become an undertow, a vortex to take you down, where you'll want to get out, but it will be too late. If you know this person is you, you can change that today. In fact, the Bible tells us that you can make today the day of your salvation. The people on the Titanic who did not believe the ship would sink did eventually believe, did they not? But when it was too late to do anything about it. So in the same way, people of this world who do not believe in the message that we are trying to share with them, people who do not believe in hell, will one day believe, but when it's too late to do anything about it. That is no way to find out that not only were you wrong, but you foolishly let the heavenly lifeboat go by. Do not let the lifeboat that was meant to be yours drift away. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior with the intent to follow Him, grow in Him, learn of Him. Some did not help rescue those who had fallen into the water because they were afraid that their lifeboat was too full. Others did not come to the rescue because they were just too afraid, afraid that if they tried to make an attempt to save their lives, that too many would swim to their boat and sink it, capsize it. But for those who come to Jesus Christ, neither is true. There's a parable in the Bible where the Lord is calling all of us to come to Him. And after many had come, He declared, still there is room. There is room in His lifeboat, no matter what you've done. There is room. He is willing to save those who will cry out to Him. Plus, He is never afraid to rescue the perishing, even if it might cost Him His life. For He proved that when He died on the cross. If you don't become saved, it won't happen because Jesus Christ can't save you. If it doesn't happen, it will be because you would not come to the heavenly lifeboat. And the reason why many won't is for the same reason that the Titanic sank. They too have an iceberg that is taking them down. It's called their heart. The longer one waits to come to Christ, the colder and harder it becomes, so that it becomes the iceberg that eventually causes them to sink right into hell instead of the rescuing arms of Jesus Christ. Isn't it time to change the course of your life? Again, the Bible declares, behold, today is the day of salvation. If you ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior, He will be. But the question is, will you? For no one can force you into God's heavenly lifeboat, and God won't either. You have to be willing to come. I ask you, do you sense an urgency within your soul? Are you willing? God bids you come. Why wait? Why hold back any longer? John chapter 6, verse 37 says, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Perhaps there's someone listening today where you know it's time to give your life to Christ. Perhaps for some others, you know that you've been pretending to be a Christian where deep down you know that you're not. Today is a good day to call on the Lord, and all who come, He will not cast out. He wants you in the lifeboat with Him. For those of you who know for sure that you have Christ, I ask you a simple question. Was it not a very cruel thing, a selfish thing, even to some degree a cowardly thing for the sailors who were in charge of the lifeboats to not go out and rescue those who were perishing? Was it not a loveless thing that when one finally conceded to go and try and rescue some of those in the icy waters of the Atlantic that night, that they purposely took their time? I ask you, are we really being any different? If we find ourselves kind of taking our time and getting the message of salvation out to our friends, co-workers, schoolmates, does not God call on you to steer the lifeboat of Jesus Christ towards those who are around you who are perishing? Some of these sailors who were in charge of the lifeboat would not go out because they were afraid that it might put them in danger, afraid that their lifeboat might sink, although they had plenty of room. Are you possibly not sharing the message of Christ because you're afraid that maybe your ship, as in your friendship, might sink, as in come to an end if you bring up the message, as in they might not want to be your friend anymore if you tell them the need to call on Jesus Christ to be their Savior? The Bible does say, although we will not be judged for our sins, we will be judged for our motives. And they will be tested by fire. We have the words of life, and it is our job to draw them into the lifeboat of Jesus Christ. May we do it. In Jesus' name, amen.